President Trump became the first sitting president to attend the annual March for Life rally in Washington today.
We're here for a very simple reason, to defend the right of every child, born and unborn, to fulfill their God-given potential.
As the president addressed the anti-abortion rights gathering on the National Mall, Democrats were just a few blocks away on Capitol Hill getting ready to make their final pitch in the Senate impeachment trial. Joining us now is Claudia Grisales. She is congressional reporter for NPR. Hi, Claudia.
Hi there.
And some context here. President Trump, back in 1999, called himself a very pro-choice. During the 2016 campaign, he said his views had changed, and he's essentially been an ally to groups opposing abortion ever since. What do you make of his attendance at this rally today?
So this appearance, along with other appearances the president has made in recent weeks and months, touch on an argument that his ally here on Capitol Hill has made, Lindsey Graham, that the president should continue to act like a president, not focus on impeachment. So he urged President Trump to follow the President Clinton model during the impeachment process during his time and focus on policy, focus on being there at rallies or making statements on policy. So I think this appearance at this rally today and other efforts are all part of this greater campaign to take the attention towards the job and the work of being president, rather than focusing on impeachment.
Is it fair to say, though, that this is actually something of a campaign rally as well? Because the president's going to need the support of white evangelical voters in November.
I think some folks would argue that that's what this visit may be about. But at the same time, he has framed it in a way that this is just about him making an appearance on an issue that is important to him as president. So I could see it being argued both ways.
Okay. As I said, just a few blocks away, Democratic House managers wrapping up their case today for removing the president from office. And let's listen to a little bit of what we heard this week. Here's the lead Democrat House manager, Adam Schiff.
Ultimately, the question for you is whether the president's undisputed actions require the removal of the 45th president of the United States from office because he abused his office and the public trust by using his power for personal gain, by seeking illicit foreign assistance in his reelection and covering it up.
So we are almost through the first week of this impeachment trial. Claudia, do you think any minds have been changed either in the Senate or in the public at large?
I think at least in the Senate, if any minds have been changed, they're not telling us because we're not hearing a lot about that. We're hearing just new variations of the arguments for or against the removal of the president. For when it comes to the Democrats, they talk about the waves of evidence and the impressive presentations they're seeing from House managers. But when we talk to Republicans, a lot of them are saying we're hearing repetitive statements. We're seeing videos over and over again, and we still don't think there is a case there. So we're not hearing a changing of minds. As far as the general public, it's possible that some minds have been changed. They've repackaged the way they are telling the story of impeachment. They're doing it chronologically. They're defending it article by article, and they're doing it in what is a more condensed timeline, 24 hours versus the weeks, the months of hearings and closed-door testimony.
Well, we are at least likely to get a change in tone tomorrow when the president's defense team starts its argument. It's going to be on a Saturday, and this is something that the president is not very happy about. He said on Twitter today that Saturday is Death Valley in TV. But how much actually are we going to hear from his defenders tomorrow? Will it be very much?
So it's pretty interesting. The president tweeted about his concerns about it airing on a Saturday. And we have heard some members, some senators, Republican members, saying that they hope for it to be a shorter day. So if it is indeed a shorter day, I just heard one senator say that it could be a 9 a.m. to noonday. It'll be the shortest so far of the week. So it will be a quick glimpse into the president's legal team presenting his defense. They say it's going to be robust. They say they're going to be attacking the House manager's case one by one, and they're going to be expeditious about it. So those are some of the things I'll be looking for tomorrow.
Senate Leader Mitch McConnell now says that the trial will start at 10 tomorrow. It'll run for several hours. So we will see. And quickly, very quickly, Claudia, likelihood of witnesses later on?
So the likelihood of witnesses, perhaps before this trial started, it seemed like the chances for witnesses were higher. We were hearing from these three more moderate Republican senators, Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. They were leaning towards maybe calling witnesses. And there was a fourth member. They need a fourth Republican member, so the Democrats do, to call witnesses. And that was Lamar Alexander of Tennessee. But he has been very tight-lipped and hasn't given any signal that he's going to be for this plan to call witnesses.
NPR's Claudia Grisales, thanks so much.
Thank you.